the Ag Information Network. I'm Bob Larson with your agribusiness update. The leftovers from winemaking could eventually be repurposed as a food supplement or other products. Researchers at the University of California, Davis studied the grape skins, seeds, and other residue left after the grapes had been crushed for wine. Analysis shows it contains health-enhancing compounds and particular sugar molecules that researchers say could be developed into products to benefit human health. The federal government is facing another lawsuit over the American Rescue Plan Act of 2021 and the provision that aids farmers of color. A group of farmers from Wisconsin, Minnesota, South Dakota, Illinois, and Ohio filed a suit alleging they're ineligible for COVID-19 stimulus loan forgiveness because they're white. They argue, according to AgWeb.com, the Biden administration's stimulus plan only provides loan forgiveness to socially disadvantaged farmers and ranchers defined as Black, American Indian, Hispanic, or Pacific Islander, violating white farmers' constitutional rights. U.S. beef gained greater access to the European Union in 2020 through a country-specific quota aimed at allowing more U.S. products in at zero duty. But with most U.S. beef cuts traditionally consumed in Europe's food service and hospitality sectors, the U.S. struggled to fully capitalize due to widespread restrictions. U.S. Meat Export Federation's Yuri Barutkin says the silver lining is that European distributors made more U.S. beef available to the retail sector, where it captured the attention of European consumers. With your agribusiness update, I'm Bob Larson.